Let's turn to the book of Hebrew. We're going to start in Hebrews chapter 4, verse, I think I'm going to start in 14 and go through 16. Amen. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. And this is what the word says. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest that who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is surely the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know that the Lord Jesus, amen, he became the high priest. And I think we've mentioned this in the past few weeks also, that it was only the high priest in the Old Testament, and that he was the only one that could enter the Holy of Holies. Amen. Once a year on the Day of Atonement to rid the sin of all. Amen. For that one day. Hallelujah. And it was religion. It was a ritual. Amen. And throughout the year, you know, they would make animal sacrifices, sin sacrifices. They would make all these offerings. Amen. They had all types of offerings. If you go to the Old Testament, I don't even know how many they are, but there are quite a few offering. I don't know them in the top of my head, but you had animal offering, sin offering, all types of offering. And but the word of God that we read here, Jesus became the high priest for us. Amen. And Amen. He was the only sinless offering that the Lord God chose to do away with sins on our lives once and for all. Amen. Amen. That's why when we make confession, when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and we go to the altar, or we read in the word that whatever sins that we have in our lives, that God will forgive them and remember them no more. Amen. And that's why, and we believe that by faith. It's in the word. We believe the Lord, because our acceptance of our Lord Jesus Christ was by faith. We received the Lord by faith. We can't see God. We can't see his son. Amen. But Amen. We believe the word in scripture because it was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it was the men of God that wrote the gospels.
Amen.
And it was the Apostle Paul that wrote most of the letters in the New Testament. So we are believers of the word of God. So in this passage is saying, you know, Jesus became the high priest for us once and for all. Like, he doesn't have to die over and over and over and over again. We don't have to sacrifice the Lord Jesus over and over and over again. No, he became the one, the high priest. Amen. And he did away with everything. Even sickness and disease was done away with at the cross. He did it once and for all, and that's it. And because the Lord died, the Lord Jesus died on the cross, and he resurrected on the third day, now we have, the word says, now we have access now to enter into the throne room of grace, to come boldly in front of God, and come boldly and just speak to the Lord, to be in his presence. Amen. We have access because of what the Lord Jesus did at the cross. Amen. Remember in the Old Testament, when Adam and Eve fell, sin entered. When they got tempted by Satan, they followed through with that temptation, and they sinned in the Garden of Eden. They ate of that tree that they weren't supposed to. Hello? They ate of the apple. And when they did that, they sinned against what God had told them not to do. Amen? So Amen. They sinned, and sin entered the world then. Amen? And it separated us from God. it broke. Amen. It put a wall between humanity and God. Hallelujah. But because of God's perfect redemption plan, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because through the incarnation, amen, God became man. He was still fully God and was still fully man, but Jesus became a man because he was 100% human and 100% deity, amen. But through the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, we have access now to be reconciled back to God, to have a full relationship with God, amen, and to come boldly into his presence.
Amen.
I mean, we have that access today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have access to that even when we come into prayer, when we come into a prayer like our corporate prayer on Saturday, we're coming in boldly into the throne room of God's grace. We're coming into his throne room. Amen. We're coming into the Holy of Holies. Now Jesus already took our place as the high priest.
Right.
Amen. So now because the Lord took our place, now we have access because now the greater one now lives in the inside of us because we all accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. So now we have access to the holy throne of God so we can come boldly before him and bring up our petitions, praise him, worship him, whatever it is, you can come before God and you can just pour out your whole self unto
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I mean, maybe I should go to the scriptures, but in Genesis, you know, when Adam and Eve fell. Remember, they were already they were naked in the garden, okay?
Yes.
And they weren't even conscious before the fall that they were naked because they were so connected to God. They were so in his presence that their conscience was clean. Amen. They saw each other as we're in the presence of God. We are God's children. God loves us. You know, there's no shame on us. But the minute that Adam and Eve sinned, their eyes were open, and now their conscience, because of that sin, they became shameful, and now they needed to get stuff to cover themselves. In the Word of God, they got leaves and to cover themselves because now they became aware, amen, that they had sinned. And now they became shameful. And don't we do that? Amen. When we sin before God, we become shameful.
Yes.
And the worst thing we can do as Christians, because remember, we're Christians. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
We remain in that shame. But what we got to understand that in God, there's no longer shame, guilt, or condemnation. He doesn't want you to stay there. Your conscience is telling you, oh, look at you. You just sinned. But let me tell you, if we come boldly to the throne room of God, amen, and the Word of God says, I believe it's in 1 John 1:9, says, you can't come and you confess your sins to the Lord. He is faithful and just to forgive you. You've been forgiven. You don't need to carry shame, guilt, and condemnation. You have access now to the throne room of God and come naked, like unshameful, without guilt. You can just pour out, God, I'm sorry I did this, but God, I love you, and I know you receive me because of the blood of Jesus. I'm going to keep moving forward because I know you're with me, God, because I know you love me, God, because I know you're for me, God. Amen. So you see, when you are tempted to give up, the temptation is actually an invitation to draw you nearer to God's mercy and grace.
Yes.
So don't take the throne room of God for granted, because this is where we enter in and we come into his presence. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. In his presence, there's peace. Amen. In his presence, there's no shame. There's no guilt. There's no condemnation. That's why the Lord says, come. Just come.
Come as you are.
Come as you are. Come as you are. You know, when I see you, God says, when I see you, I see Jesus. I see my son.
Amen.
When I love in you, this is the same way I love the Lord. We read that last week. That when the same way the Lord loved Jesus is the same way the Lord loves us. Father God loves us. There's no difference. There's no favoritism in God. Amen. He doesn't love one more than the other. No. With the same love that he loved the Lord Jesus, it's the same love that God the Father has for us.
Amen.
Amen. So he's made a way. He's made a way for us to come boldly in his presence. Wow, in his presence. So you can be joyful, so you can be peaceful, so you can get rid of that condemnation. Because in God, once you're a child and a daughter of the Most High God, you don't need to feel ashamed. You don't need to feel condemned. You don't need to feel the guilt that the enemy tries to instill in your mind. Oh, look at what you did. Now you're not worthy to go into the throne room of God. No, we are worthy.
Amen.
In the eyes of God. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Yes.
We are worthy. God loves us. That's why he sent his son to die on the cross and to do away with everything once and for all. Jesus doesn't have to die over and over and over again, just like the Old Testament where they had to bring animals every day, every day, every day, do an offering for this, an offering for that. No, Jesus died once and for all, and that's it. It was done. It was done. When the Lord said, it is finished, let me tell you, it was finished. Mm-hmm. God loves us.
Yes, he does.
You got to grab hold of that, that God loves you no matter what. I don't care. I don't care how your life was. I don't care how your life is. I don't care how your life is going to turn out to be. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, God's still going to love on you, because it is in that time of temptation, amen, that either the Holy Spirit is gonna start speaking to you, and then you have a choice whether to follow through with that temptation or say no to the temptation. We have choices. Because God gives us free will. Let's be honest, right?
Yes.
But the choice is there, and the power to say no is within you. So if you follow through with that temptation, you wanted to do it. You did it intentional. And sometimes we sin and we don't do it intentionally. But still, God is just and faithful to forgive you. It is done. It is done. Just come boldly to the throne room of God and just confess and get, you know, like Adam and get naked before the Lord. They were naked because they were so connected to God, because they were so in relationship and in harmony with God that they were not ashamed of themselves. They were not ashamed that they were naked. And God wants us to get naked, meaning like let everything go. Be transparent. Be genuine with God. Because God understands. It says here, the Lord says, you know, he's the high priest. He can sympathize with us because he's been through all types of temptations. We know through the word that Jesus went through all types of temptations. And yet he sinned not.
Amen.
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 So he is there. The Lord has redeemed each and every one of us. God is no respecter of person. What he did then for others, he's still doing today for you, and he will continue to do for others. Amen. Because he doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The miracles he did then, he's still doing today, and he will continue to do tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you. God loves you. He wants you to be in his presence. He wants you to be aware when you are in his presence. Remember, you are the glory carrier. The presence of God is in the inside of you and all around us. We just have to become aware of that. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. You know, like, God, you've given us this access. Yes, he has. Amen. So I wanna break down three things. Amen. I mean, this is what we have. You know, with the Lord Jesus being the high priest, we have three things here. And I'm just gonna mention we have a lot more than that, but I just wanna keep it into these three. We have total access to God the Father. Amen. Total access to God the Father. We have access to purge, to get rid of our evil and sinful conscience. Amen. It's not for us to carry. No. We need to be consecrated. We need to remain consecrated. Amen. You got to know that when the Lord made you righteous, he set you apart. Amen. When you became his, he set you apart from the world. Amen. That's right. That's why we're not like the world. Amen. That's why people look at us, you know, who do you think you are? I said, well, I'm a child of the Most High God. That's who I am. I'm a daughter of God. Amen. Amen. And then he gave us, we can also worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Wow. This is the type of access that we have. I want you to turn to Romans. We're going to dive a little deeper here, but we have total access to God the Father. Turn to Romans chapter 5 right now. God is faithful. You know, every time I read the Word of God, I get other things and other revelation. Is every time you pick up the Bible, God is speaking other things into my life. Amen. And that's how he does it with you. When you read the word, God illuminates the word for you. Whatever circumstance you're in, whatever situation you're in, the word is going to speak to your life, to what's happening right now. Amen. So Romans 5, 1 through 5, look at what it says. Therefore, having been justified by faith, amen, we received the Lord Jesus by faith, right? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen?
Amen.
Man, when we receive the Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive in full the love of God. We already have the love of God, but you got to understand, God has given you a gift. The Spirit of God himself is in the inside of you. We have total access to God the Father. So the results of our salvation declares us righteous by faith to have the peace with God. Because remember, before you became a Christian, you were wrestling with God. You didn't want to know about God. I don't know how many times I was told about God and they told me, oh, you gotta just receive Jesus, his son, as Lord and Savior, and then you're gonna have everlasting life, and you're gonna have this. And I'm like, and I'm looking at their life, and I'm like, I don't think I want to serve the God that you're serving. Amen. And then other times they would hit me over the head with the Bible. I'm like, what kind of God is that? You know? So it created a wrong picture of God in my mind. So it took me years before I received the Lord. I received the Lord when I was 32. You know, that's a long time. I was 33 already. That's a long time when I had many opportunities to receive God before that. But because of the ignorance of other Christians that they didn't really know the word, they didn't really understand the love of God, amen, they actually pulled me more apart from what I really needed at those times in my life, amen. So we have to be mindful that, listen, God loves you. And if God loves you unconditionally, that's how we need to love God, unconditionally. Amen. He declares us righteous by faith, and we have peace with God. Before we were wrestling with God, we didn't want to know about God. But thanks be to God that God really continued to pull us in. Like, God is the one that draws men to himself.
Amen.
We don't draw men to ourselves. God brings them to us. Amen. God makes the connection with us. God ordains divine appointments. God does that. Amen. He draws men unto himself. So God kept drawing me near and near until finally I went to a church that really explained to me the love of God, and that God doesn't hit you over the head with the Bible. God doesn't condemn. Hallelujah. God doesn't judge. God doesn't criticize. Amen. God is a good God. He is fair. He is righteous. He is love. He is grace. He is mercy. He is sovereign. He is mighty. He is all powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. And now, because of Jesus, we have become the friends of God. We are actually called friends of God. Because it is by faith that we have access to God, and God is working things out in our lives for our good.
Yep.
God is working everything out for our good.
Amen.
So it doesn't get better than that than to have access to the throne room, that we can come boldly to the throne room of God, and God will receive us no matter what. Even with our faults, even with our hang-ups, amen? That's why the word says you need to not be conformed to the world, but renew your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. How? By getting into the word, by reading the word of God, by talking to God. Because when you have intimacy with God, when you have communication with God, God is going to speak back to you. God is going to talk to you in many different ways. God can talk to you through any means that he wants. He even used a donkey, amen, to talk. In the Old Testament, he used a donkey, amen, to talk to, I think it was Gehazi or something, you know, one of the soldiers. And even now, amen, God can speak through anything and anyone, TV, people, whatever it is. Even through a picture, even through a scenery. You can look at a picture and look at a scenery on a picture. God can speak to you there. Actually, that picture can actually prophesy to you. If you open up your spirit and you really, I said, and ask the Holy Spirit, what is that picture telling me? What are you telling me through the picture? Amen. And I'm looking there because I have a picture on my wall. Amen. So, and that picture has an eagle. It has a rainbow. It has an ocean. It has a beautiful blue sky. It has clouds. It's got what God created. Amen. But that picture speaks volume to me, because the eagle, you know, for me, reminds me that I can soar above my circumstances. The rainbow reminds me of the promises of God that he's made in my life. Amen. So that's just a reminder, and that picture speaks to me, and for me is God speaking to me. Amen. God illuminates that picture to me, and he gives it to me in words, and sometimes he'll give it to me in visions. But we have access to God the Father. That's why the perfect model prayer is, Father God, we just thank you. You know, like Jesus, when he resurrected, before he resurrected Lazarus, right, he says, Father, I thank you. He always acknowledged God the Father. Amen. Because Jesus didn't do anything without God's permission, without God. Amen. He wanted fully to do the perfect will of God. And he did it. Remember, he went to the Gethsemane. Amen. And there he prayed right before he was arrested. And he said, you know what? This is a heavy load that you're giving me, God. But you know what? Not my will. Your will be done, Lord. your will be done. And we should all want God's perfect will to be done in our lives, because God knows exactly what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow, next month, next year. God knows our future. Man doesn't know our future, but God does. Amen. And when you come into the throne room of God, just ask. Amen.
Amen.
Just talk to God. You know, pour yourself out. This is God. God is our friend. He's not our enemy. Amen. God is for us, not against us. And greater is he that is in you anyway than he that is in the world. So we have total access to God the Father. Amen. Now let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 19. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:19 says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God." Amen. So again, we have access, amen, to come boldly to that, to the Holy of Holies. Amen. I mean, that's, you know, we've been consecrated. When you received the Lord, you were separated. You were cleansed. You were made righteous in Christ, not in your own. Amen. Our righteousness was boastful. Our righteousness was self-righteousness before we came to God. But when we came to the Lord, he gave us access to enter into the Holy of Holies. Amen. Now we can have a relationship with God, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have access, amen, to have a intimate relationship with all three. Amen. One God, three persons. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have access now to enter into that place. We have access now through that entrance to say no to our sinful nature. Like, we have access, like your conscience sometimes will tell you, hey, listen, you just did this, and now you don't have access to the throne room of God. Like, our mind will actually tell us, you know what, you can't enter in, you're filthy. Amen. You're not worthy to enter in. But the Lord Jesus said, no, I shed my blood at the cross so you can have access to enter to the holies of holies. Well, the high priest in the Old Testament had access, and if he was with sin, if he had sin on him, hello, they will pull him with the rope out, because they already knew, oh, that man sinned, you know, and there goes, you know, I believe they said that they were cherubims in that area, and they were the ones that actually killed the priest, the high priest, when he sinned. So, you know, we're not there. Amen. The Lord Jesus became the high priest for us. So we can now enter into the Holy of Holies. That's precious.
Amen.
To be able to bring our petitions to God on a daily basis, that is precious. To be able to corporately pray over the church and the church members and over the government or over the politicians and the leaders and other nations on Saturday mornings together as a church, that is pressure, because it's precious to God, because we matter to God. Amen?
Amen.
We are precious to God. So now he's given us total access to ask, to petition.
Recording stopped.
Amen. To petition and to ask all that we want. Amen. To make the world a better place. To
Amen.
Make our life a better place. We pray for ourselves. We pray for our own children. We pray for the grandchildren that haven't even been born yet. That's what we do. When we enter the Holy of Holies, we have access to God, and God is faithful enough to hear us, because God hears the prayers of the righteous, and the word says it avails. It avails much. God is listening. Every time we enter into the Holy of Holies, God is there. Amen. But even more than that, when we enter We don't even have to be ashamed of what we did yesterday, what we did in the morning. We can enter with confidence into his presence, because God will receive you. Amen. Because we know that our hearts are, we know that when we fail God, our hearts are remorse. Like we say, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. I'm sorry, God, but I thank you, God, that through your son, Jesus Christ, I've been redeemed. Just talk to God. He's your friend. He's your friend. You don't need to be ashamed. You don't need to, you know, a lot of people avoid prayer and avoid entering to the throne room of God because of how they feel. But it's not about feeling. It's about knowing who you are in Christ. You got to know your identity, that God loves you, that you are made righteous in Christ to him. Amen. By faith, you were made righteous, that you no longer have to walk in condemnation, guilt, or shame. You can come freshly and lovingly to the throne room of God and enter into the holies of holies. Amen. Because God has made you righteous in Christ. His blood, like we just read, the blood of Jesus made a new way of living for us today. We have a new way of living because we were created anew. Amen. We have a brand new body, a brand new spirit in God. Not a body. The body stayed the same, but we have a brand new spirit in God. Amen. Our spirit was renewed. Our mind didn't change, but that's why the word says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, do not be conformed to the world's thinking, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because your mind needs to be renewed every day, because your mind, hallelujah, wants to continue to live in the old man, wants to continue to do the old things that the old man did. But this is why there's a true struggle, amen, between the spirit and the flesh. Amen. Because the mind and the body want to do their own thing. They don't want to line up to the new spirit that you have. But the word of God says, but you can renew your mind by reading the word of God, by talking to God, by being in his presence. God will change you. He may not change you overnight, but it takes every day. You know, a habit, if you're a smoker, You smoke every day, amen? But if you try to quit smoking, sometimes it's very hard to quit in one day. Sometimes you have to go from a whole pack, maybe to 11, maybe to 10, maybe to 9, maybe to 8, amen? And every day, you renew your mind to stop smoking, amen? But you got to ask the Holy Spirit, help me to get rid of this habit.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will help you little by little, but you need to put your part in it. Amen. Because Jesus already did it at the cross. He's giving you the Holy Spirit. He's giving you the power. Amen. The might to say no to sin, to say no to those bad habits. Amen. But not you, your body now and your mind have to get lined up with the Spirit. Amen. And that's where the wrestling happens. Amen. But in Jesus, amen, we have the power to say no to sin. And we have the power to say no to the words that Satan's speaking over us. Amen. I said, you can never give up that habit. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. In Christ, you can, because in Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And God strengthens you when you go into the Holy of Holies. God strengthens you when you go into his presence. God strengthens you because there's no place to be than to be in the presence of God, because there is joy, there is peace, there's harmony, there is love in the presence of God.
Amen.
And if you don't have any of those things, then you need to know that you have access to enter into the Holy of Holies. That's why the Lord shed his blood. Amen. At the cross. And the veil was torn. It was broken. Amen. It was broken. That means that now we are reconciled back to God the Father. That's an intimacy now that took place. That's a relationship that now we can have with God the Father. Amen. Now we can enter into the Holy of Holies, into his throne room, and just talk to him. Just talk to him and be at peace. Amen. Be in harmony with God. When you enter into his presence, there's peace and joy there. Amen. And just pour yourself out and ask God, what is it that you need? The Lord says, ask and you shall receive. What is it that you are in need of? Just ask me. Ask me. Amen. But remember, God wants intimacy. Sometimes it's not enough being in a car, right? Driving a vehicle and talking to God. He just wants you to himself. Spend that little time. Amen. Get your closet room. Get a separate room. Just you and God. Amen. And just talk to him. He's a jealous God. Amen. He doesn't want anything to disturb the relationship that he has with you. But you have to make it a point to spend time with God. Amen. So Amen. God is faithful. So, you know, he's not just faithful. He's just good. God is just good. Amen. The access he's given us for his kids, his sons and daughters. We've been adopted into his family. Hallelujah. Turn to the book of John, chapter 4. The Gospel of John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. We have access now to worship the God of salvation, the God of truth. Amen. The God of revelation, the creator God. Hallelujah. The sovereign God. We have access now to worship him in spirit and in truth, because now because we accepted the Lord Jesus, now we have the Holy Spirit. We are spiritual beings. Amen. Yes, we are spiritual beings living in a human body, but we are spiritual beings. The Spirit of God is within us. Amen. So now we have access to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, in the truth of his word, in the truth of who God is, in the truth of who you are in Christ, your identity in Christ. You are loved. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Greater is the one in you. Hallelujah. We have access because we have a new spirit in Christ, because we were renewed. We were born again. Amen. You have access to the throne room of God. You have access to come boldly into the holy place. You have access to worship God the Father. Amen. Amen. Like I said before, you can come naked before God, come transparent before God, be true to God, come in harmony and praise him with the truth. Praise him, just worship him. There's so much truth in the word of God that you can use these same words to worship God the Father. Just like the angels, they sang, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Amen. In God's eyes, we are worthy. We've been redeemed. We are made righteous. Hallelujah. So now we can worship the Lord in spirit. Hallelujah. It is spirit to spirit. Hallelujah. We can even pray. If you have the angelic tongues and you speak in tongues, you can pray in spirit to God the Father. Amen. That's a spiritual language that we all have within us. Amen. And we can worship the God through our spirit. For some of us can sing in the spirit. Amen. I have heard people sing in the spirit. Some of us can sing in the spirit. Now we can worship the Father in spirit. We can worship him in truth. Amen. It doesn't get better than that, because now we have access to the God of peace, to the God of joy, to the God of harmony. Amen. And God calls us worthy. Worthy, redeemed, righteous. We are righteous before the throne of God. We are righteous in his eyes. He is the God who sees. He is El Roi. God sees us. We matter to God. Amen. So don't take the throne room of God, or the throne, I call it the throne room of grace and mercy, amen. Don't take it for granted. It is there for you to have access to. Go and enter in. Enter into that room. Be joyful. Be grateful. Amen. Be true to God. Just pour yourself out. You know, give him, you know, what you're going through. And even the good things that are happening. You know, when you talk to God, thank him for the great things that are going on. And then ask him, Lord, help me in this situation. Guide me in this situation. God, I'm going through this. I got to make this decision that may have an effect on my families. You know, maybe some move that you got to make. I don't know what it is, but the Holy Spirit knows. God knows what it is. So whatever it is, you have access to enter into his throne room. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I mean, God is so wonderful. God has given us so much. He has bestowed so many gifts in our lives. Even our gifts and talents, like I said a few weeks ago, they're irrevocable. You have them. God is not going to take them back. Just like righteousness, you are righteous. You have right standing with God. God doesn't take that away from you. You may think or feel, because again, you're going by feelings. You may feel that you're no longer righteous, but God, when God sees you, he sees his son Jesus, because we were made in his image and likeness. So know, church, that you have access. You have access to a beautiful place, which is access to God the Father. To be in his presence is a beautiful place to be in. You have access to come boldly into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. God has an open ear. There's nothing that he doesn't want to hear. He wants to hear everything from you. He wants to hear everything, whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. God wants to hear it all from you. He wants you to cry out to him. He wants you to laugh with him. He wants you to praise him. He wants you, if you're crying before the Lord, guess what? God is going to cry with you. Amen. Because whatever you're feeling, God is feeling. Amen. Because he is our friend. Hallelujah. He is mindful of what we're going through. Amen. So see yourself, church, see yourself the way God sees you. In Christ, you are made righteous. In Christ, you have been redeemed. In Christ, you have been justified. In Christ, you are worthy of God, worthy to be his son, worthy to be his daughter. In Christ, you can worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because the greater one lives in the inside of you. So don't forget, you have access to God the Father at all times.
Yes.
At all times. And don't be shy. Just get into the presence, enter his place, and worship the God who saved you in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you were blessed today.